Well, hi, everybody. I'm Larry Jacobs. It's the 21st of April, 2021, and welcome to today's edition of Pre-K-12 Education Talk Radio. As you know, we are part of the American Consortium for Equity in Education, and you'll see everything we do in the place where we archive all our podcasts, including this one, and the place where our wonderful online journal, Equity in Access, is located. It's all there at ace-ed.org, ace-ed.org. We invite you to go over, read the magazine, listen to any podcasts you like. You'll see the icons there for the magazine. Just click on the cover that dominates that page, and it'll take you right through to the magazine. We have all kinds of other information over there as well, all about equity and access, pre-K-12. And again, it's ace-ed.org. We're going to talk about equity today. We're going to talk about SEL today with our good friends from Seven Mindset. I've got returning guest, Scott Schickler is here. He's the CEO and founder and the author of Seven Mindset. Hi, Scott. How you doing, buddy?
Hey, Larry. I'm great. Nice to be back good. With you.
Always a pleasure, my friend. Krista Stipik, how are you?
Hey, Larry. I'm doing really well today. Thanks for asking.
That's good. And by the way, I got a little bio of you on my cheat sheet that I use, which made me laugh because it said you live in Pflugerville, which is a half mile north of Austin. Am I correct in reading this?
You are correct in reading this.
Okay. Can we just call that? I'll call it Austin, and God bless Pflugerville. Sorry, you're an Austin girl, okay? What can I tell you?
Thanks.
All right.
Thanks.
No problem. And you're a former teacher, and you help coach districts. We're all about the SEL equity through Seven Mindsets. And special guest today, Jonathan Powell. Are you there, Jonathan?
Hey, Larry. So glad to be here.
A pleasure to have you here, my friend. You know this. I'll tell everybody else. You're the principal of Kiefer Crossing Middle School. And I certainly know Houston, again, of which you are a suburb, but New Caney, Texas. Am I correct? New Caney?
Yeah, just about 30 minutes north of Houston. We're actually in Montgomery County, the county immediately north of Houston.
Oh, wow, cool. How many, before we get into Seven Mindsets, tell everybody about the district and your school. I don't know New Caney at all. Go ahead.
Yeah, so my district is it's a super fast-growing district. I'm in the process right now of getting ready to go into a brand new campus next year. We have a lot of super exciting programs and we have a pretty diverse population in our district. My campus is over 70% Hispanic. And you know, we have a lot of kids who have some needs, and we have awesome programs like Seven Mindsets to help us meet some of those needs, and it's a great district to be a part of. Anybody listening, we need teachers. Come our way.
And what kind of teachers do you need? Just do the recruitment. Go ahead, my friend. What do you need?
I need teachers who are passionate about building relationships with kids.
Nice. Any specific subjects?
Oh, English and math are always needs. I need special education teachers. Pretty much if you're passionate about building relationships with kids, we'll find a place for you.
Jonathan Powell, okay, everybody, he's the principal at Kiefer Crossing Middle School, New Caney, that's with a C, C-A-N-E-Y, it's a suburb of Houston, okay, New Caney, Texas, get in touch with him, okay? So they're good recruitment effort. I like that.
Yeah, thanks for that plug, Larry.
No, my pleasure. Are you kidding me? You're facing, okay, a challenge that everybody's facing these days. Okay, we have fewer and fewer people who want to become teachers. And I'll say something to you, Jonathan, that I say to a lot of people. Every high school, including probably New Caney High School, has a career fair so that they can point kids towards a career they might enjoy. Okay, mm-hmm. And we always forget to put teacher at education booth there so it encourages kids to become teachers. We have something for firefighters and veterinarians and nurses and everything else, but we need to include education at all the career fairs. We need to recruit kids into our own profession. There you go.
Absolutely. Yeah, okay. We have a pretty cool program here where actually kids who want to get into education get a chance to go work at the elementary schools and the middle schools, the high school students, and mentor some of those kiddos and read books to them and just be a part of those classrooms. So we at New Caney, we definitely see value in the education profession and try to get kids to consider it.
Sounds great, man, and I think that's great. And I hope, and since you said your district is 70% Latino, I would hope that a lot of Latino kids of color, okay, that's what we really need. I mean, we're just missing great role models, so we need
absolutely.
More. All right, thank you, Jonathan. We're going to talk about all you're doing with equity in a minute, and you're using equity, SEL and equity, excuse me, Scott.
Yeah.
Tell everybody about Seven Mindsets. Scott, like you usually do.
Sorry, yeah.
My friend.
Well, sure. Seven Mindsets is a national company. We serve millions of students and educators from preschool through 12th grade in about 42 different states, providing social-emotional learning and equity education so that everyone can thrive.
Yeah, it's good stuff, I got to tell you. SevenMindsets.com, the number seven, SevenMindsets.com. And has the company given any thought to asking Krista to move closer to Austin? She's still a quarter mile north. I'm curious about that. I'd love that. Okay, Pflugerville, what can I tell you? Okay, which is better, Jonathan, New Caney or Pflugerville?
I'm going to go with New Caney.
Good man. That's what I like to hear. Hence, we have to move Krista. What do you think, Krista, moving that much closer to Austin? What do you think? Half mile.
Well, you know, I'll tell you, Larry, if Austin's housing crisis would cooperate with the everything that's going on, it'd be much easier for us to get that much closer. But, you know, I am comfortable right now. I can walk into the city of Austin.
You can walk in. You pay a toll, you walk in. That's all there is to it. Good old Austin. I love the place.
Exactly.
It's great. Okay. It's great. Okay. And actually, Jonathan, before we get into the SEL, which this does matter with all this, and I know Texas has been back in school for a while, but just talk about your COVID year, and this is amazing. I think you're a first-year principal?
Yes. All right. This is my first year as principal, and actually
timing.
I think it's kind of –
good timing.
It's almost – I'm sorry, Larry. Go ahead.
I said good timing to be a first-year principal. Yeah. Go ahead.
I think it's almost better because I don't have a frame of reference.
You might be right.
Yeah.
What's it been like?
It's been a crazy year. There's been a lot of changes.
Yeah, sure.
We're blessed to have kids. We've had kids back in our school since September. So had some safety protocols that we put in place to get kids back, and we've just slowly grown the amount of students that we've had back on campus since then. And so just trying to make this school year as normal as possible for our kids, and trying to get them caught up. You know, there's these huge gaps.
Brutal.
Academically, but also these social emotional gaps that we're seeing this year, and that's been a big focus for us.
And I must ask, because you said you have such a diverse district, a large group of Latino people and people of color, if I may include Latinos in that, suffered more from COVID than others. Were there a lot of health challenges with the COVID? Okay, that the kids have to deal with amongst their family members? Do you know of anything like that?
Yeah, absolutely. We've had, you know, students who've had family members that have died because of COVID, and parents who've lost jobs or just economic opportunity. And so definitely just compounding the normal struggles that we have, that's definitely been a challenge that we faced here on our campus this school year.
Yeah, it's a tough year, and I congratulate you for getting through it so well, your first year. Wow, just amazing. Were you always in New Caney, Jonathan, or did you move to the district?
Yes, sir. I started my career here. I was a teacher and a coach at the high school, and moved up to become an assistant principal and then the associate principal, and then moved over to Kiefer. So I've been serving these families for the last 13 years. And so even though I'm on a different campus, Yeah, it's still, this is a campus that'll feed into the high school that I worked at the last 12 years.
Exactly. So, you know, the school, and just out of curiosity, before we get back into SEL, what was it like for you? I mean, you know, high school is different from middle school. The kids are different. What did you have to learn about the kids?
Middle school kids are fun. They're different. I found myself drawn to the sixth grade kiddos. They're so much fun. There's so much life and energy that they come into the middle school with. So I'm a kid at heart. I like to play.
Yeah.
I like to be silly and goofy. So I fit right in. It didn't take long for me to find my spot. When the bell rings, I walk down to the sixth grade hall and watch our students in that hallway.
Yeah.
And give them high fives and talk to them.
Good man. That's the spirit. I love it. It's a difference between the two, I'll tell you. It's just great.
For sure.
Scott, okay. Let's find out. Scott, I love this, what you do. And we talk about, I'll use the word selequity, which is the combination of SEL and equity. Okay? Talk
right.
About, you coined that phrase. I'm not stealing it from you. SEL, equity, selequity. You did.
Coin it, I know. And then
yes.
You loved it so much, I told the team,
yes.
better run out and trademark that before Larry
trademark
beats us
that
to
sucker.
It.
We made over $17 million in T-shirts just in the last month. Okay, I'm sorry I couldn't share that with you. My lawyer told me not to. Selequity, but I love that.
You know,
SEL and equity together, Scott. Go ahead.
And you got selequity. I mean, you know, all kidding aside, so, you know, Larry, you and I know that students and educators are dealing with social and emotional issues as well as issues of equity and social injustice. And
yep.
These combined factors are having a profound impact on the mental health and well-being of, frankly, everyone.
Sure.
But as educators, we have to address SEL and equity issues if we have any chance of our students thriving in school and beyond. And so that's why Seven Minds has created Selequity, right? And as you said, it's SEL plus equity. It's the nation's first mindset-based social-emotional learning curriculum infused with it's basically infused with equity. And what we've done is to the Seven Mindsets, we've added a Jedi mindset, and it's a way to look at SEL through the lens of justice, equity, diversity, and inclusion.
Yeah.
That's Jedi,
yep.
Right?
Yep.
And maybe a simple way of thinking about it is if SEL helps students understand how emotions shape their relationships with the world, then Selequity teaches them how to put those emotions into positive action. So I'm really proud of the concept of Selequity and the work that we're doing in the nation.
And it's great, beyond just the terminology. I mean, it's a great program, et cetera. So, Jonathan, okay, how did you find out about Seven Mindsets? Okay, and I know you're interested in the equity side as well as the SEL side. So important, both this year. Scott mentioned social injustice. We went through that yesterday with the verdict. Okay, Derek Chauvin's verdict was yesterday from Minneapolis. To put this in time perspective, if you're listening on the archives, so we've got kids looking at our people looking at social injustice. Okay, social justice, if I may. Okay, plus the SEL. You know, it all comes together. Okay, Jonathan, how'd you find out about this? And talk about your aspect of all this.
Sure. So our district's pretty awesome and started Seven Mindsets implementation last year on this campus with students. And so I wasn't here for the first year of implementation. And so the students were already familiar, and most of the staff was already familiar with Seven Mindsets and the different concepts. And then coming in for me as a first-year principal, I really got a chance to become immersed in the program. And so one of the first things I did was get together with the leadership team here, and we looked at Seven Mindsets, and we thought about some of those ideas whenever we wrote our campus vision. And so one of the mindsets is we are connected, and that became a really important consideration for us this whole
mm-hmm.
school year. So part of my campus vision this year was we will positively engage in the lives of our Kiefer Crossing Middle School family. We will see value in lives that are different than our own and seek to build our capacity for empathy in our order to grow and mold our school culture. And so just making that a part of my campus vision, it really kind of set the trajectory for the rest of the school year. And I have an awesome counselor who was passionate about creating a multicultural program. And so, just encouraged her, and we got a really cool multicultural program going, called the Culture Crew, and we celebrate different cultures each month. And so when Krista started to talk to me about Selequity, I was really excited because I feel like our campus is already headed that way.
You mean Krista of Pflugerville? Is that Krista?
Of Pflugerville, Texas.
Krista of Pflugerville. I'll never let you go.
This is how I'm going to be forever known.
I know.
Now.
Krista
of
Pflugerville.
Like
Joan of Arc, Krista of Pflugerville. It's the same thing. Okay? You said something very important. Well, everything you said is important, but you talked about multicultural, all right?
Yeah.
And you described your school district, I assume, or maybe the school, I don't know, you can talk about that, as 70% Latino, and then you said it's a very diverse district. What's the other 30%, if I may ask?
It's predominantly white students. There are some African American students.
Mm-hmm.
And a few other races represented as well, we started our multicultural program with Hispanic
mm-hmm.
Heritage Month, and so we did a lot that month. You know, we decorated the whole school.
That's great.
And as students were coming back to school, you know, it's the first time they were back in school for 6 months. We really wanted we wanted all of our students to feel welcome, and especially our Hispanic students.
Sure.
And so we really celebrated them and celebrated their culture that month. And so each morning on the announcements, we would read about an important figure in the Hispanic culture. And then we even had traditional Latino dance in the cafeteria. We had some students that volunteered, and one of our teachers taught them some traditional Latino dance, and they demonstrated that beautifully for the whole student body, bravely, I might add.
Absolutely. Believe me, I know middle school, but that is bravely, but bless their hearts. And that's great stuff. I love that.
Yeah,
I love
and our kids – our kids loved it. Like they were clapping and hooting and hollering, and they loved seeing that. And then at the end of the month, we got a group together, and it was a voluntary group. It was kids who wanted to come after school, and so we watched a movie. We watched Disney's Coco, and then had had a snack for them, and we did a craft that represented that Hispanic heritage. And we've done that each month for different cultures, and it's definitely something that will continue. It's become a really special club and a really big part of the school culture here.
Well, you know, it's so important what you're saying, because we always talk about equity, but and keeping kids balanced, the SEL side. All right, and part of that is keeping the kids, and anybody, you guys can agree or disagree with me, is keeping the kids engaged. And the one of the ways to keep people engaged is to be culturally responsive. All right, and I told the story on the show yesterday. I'll have to repeat it. You know, when I was teaching many years ago in the 1970s, my school district was mostly white, 95% probably, but there were a few black kids. All right, and they came to me as the history teacher everybody liked and said, "Can you start a black history class?" Remember, we're talking about the 1970s,
mm-hmm.
okay? And I told them I couldn't. Okay. Because, A, there was no time on the schedule, but the more important factor, okay, this is way back in the 70s, I knew nothing about it. Nothing.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? And that's a terrible thing. And for years we've been teaching one type of history, but we have to be culturally responsible as we teach it to keep these kids engaged. And the more we respect the cultures that are around us in our schools, the easier it is for these kids to become balanced human beings, SEL, if I may, okay, and feel pride in themselves and advocate for themselves and understand themselves and be correct in the mind and balance, et cetera. And that all works together to create a better place. Scott, what are your thoughts on the cultural side of SEL, if I may? Scott Schickler, everybody.
Yeah, yeah, it's critical. I mean, if you think about, I always think about it this way: no one's really going to learn anything unless they have identified how it really matters to them personally. I call it radical self-interest. You know, it's the "what's in it for me" concept, and unless we can provide students with content that speaks to them at a personal, authentic level,
thank you,
then they'll gloss over it. But that's the benefit. If you can provide culturally responsive content that engages everyone, and as Jonathan pointed out, you know, one of the mindsets, the third mindset, we are connected, brings everyone together.
Yes.
Then that's really what we're looking for.
It truly is. And take that, and you know better than I do, and put that even more into social emotional learning. Again, we are connected is a perfect way to start this. Okay, Scott.
Well, yeah. I'm going to ask Krista to jump in,
Chris,
because
Krista Pflugerville.
Pflugerville
Sorry,
or
go,
not, Krista
go away.
Is
yes.
the yes. SEL implementation specialist here,
Krista,
and she works with Jonathan and Kiefer, and I'd like to get her perspective on this.
Thank you, and I should have asked Krista, and I didn't. Okay, so I apologize for that, Krista. You go ahead.
No, you're just fine, Larry. So, you know, as we think about the social emotional learning and as we're bringing it into the equity, and I think when we think about the mindsets like we are connected and the mindsets like the passion first, that's really the connections that the students are going to remember. That's the connections that the students are going to make to their campuses and to their classrooms. And so when we can really come into the education space and engage our students socially and emotionally, we know that that's the basis for then engaging them academically. And so I get so excited by working with campuses like Jonathan's and with working with a district like New Caney, because they truly understand. They understand the role of social emotional learning and now how we're bringing in the equity to it, and they're absolutely seeing the results of social emotional learning in the academic achievement of their students.
And that's why I actually go into that. Please, Krista, go into that right now. I'm going to go back to Jonathan when you're done, because you know you're at Jonathan's middle school. Is New Caney working at K-12 with seven mindsets? Okay, and what are
actually,
the results
yes.
of it? And I know it's just a year in, but there's been positive stuff, I can guarantee you. Krista.
Absolutely, yes. So New Caney actually came on with us in 2019, and they did a pilot of five campuses.
Oh, okay.
Keeper Crossing was one of those five campuses. And so, you know, when Jonathan said that the campus had done a year previous to him coming, that he was speaking of that pilot year. And so in that
got
pilot
it.
Year, I got to work closely with those five campuses. After those five campuses, we saw such great results from the schools, from the educators, and down to the students that the district really decided to go district-wide. So we are
I
now in all of the New Caney schools, which is such a joy, and it speaks volumes to the importance of social-emotional learning, and it's communicating that importance and putting a really great emphasis for the district. And it's sending that important message to not only the community, but the educators and the leaders and down to the students of the district is saying, hey, we believe in this and we know that this is important for us all, not just students, but us as adults as well.
And I'm going to let you, Krista, continue. Okay. How did those results manifest themselves? Okay. What did they actually look like? Okay, and I know the results
yeah.
were good, believe me. But when people told you that and you look back over it and all that, what did the results actually look like?
Yeah, that's a great question, Larry. You know, actually, New Caney ISD is, you know, they've really dug in. They're actually partnering with Panorama
yeah.
as well to measure some actual statistics
good.
Of how Seven Mindsets is making a difference. And so they're able to see the changes in the data. They're able to measure that. Many of our campuses will relate that they've had discipline go down. Many of our campuses will report that teachers feel happier. Students are more engaged.
Wow.
Students enjoy being able to have this time just to talk about what's going on in their lives, to talk about things that aren't overly academic, but then where they can take it and they can start to integrate it into their academic learning.
Jonathan, how'd you build this into the schedule?
Yeah, absolutely. So we start each week on Monday each week. We have a 30-minute time period where we have our kids meet with – it's kind of like their homeroom teacher. It's their 4-9 teacher. It's one they see every single day. And they go through a 7 mindsets lesson. And we started that on the very first day of school. And so just to build that time into the curriculum to show students that, hey, we're not just concerned with math, science, English, social studies. We're concerned with you, and we want to grow you as a person, and we want to talk about what's going on in your world and in your life. It really showed our students that relationships are important to us, and that's a big thing for me. Like whenever I interview someone, I want to get a feel for if they're a relationship builder, and if they're focused on building those relationships, then they have a great foundation to build any curriculum and to help kids gain any knowledge. You know, I can remember some of my favorite teachers. They weren't my favorite teachers because of their content. They were my favorite teachers because they took time and invested that time into me and built those relationships. And 7 mindset and SEL, it does that. It puts that as the focus, those relationships and what's going on in our classrooms. And I just can't say enough about our district's leadership seeing that as a focus. You know, from the very beginning of this year, they said –
congratulated.
Yeah, absolutely. Our superintendent, Matt Calvert, and then my boss, Christy Schaffner, and Lori Monroe, she's in charge of the counselors. The three of them have really championed that cause and really – pushed us to focus on relationships on the campus, and it shows. I mean, our kids love our teachers. They'll bend over backwards and do anything for our teachers. And my teacher of the year is teacher of the year not because he's incredible at content, but it's because he's incredible at building relationships. And so 7 mindsets, it really has impacted our campus in such a positive way.
Wow, that's fantastic, and I assume that's happening across all the grades. You brought up something that struck me as rather important. SEL, I think, means more these days than it ever did, and not just because of COVID. Okay, I don't know about New Caney, but in most of the school districts, there is a serious, serious shortage of school counselors, guidance counselors. And these people, the school psychologists, play an extremely important role in the health of a school district. All right, and if this, to my way of thinking, and Scott, you can chime in on this one, if the school works harder and harder at SEL, okay, considering the shortage of school counselors, we're going to be able to have a healthier, if I may, school population. And that's so important these days, is that shortage seems to get worse and worse and worse of the professionals who have to really dig in on the kids if we can have the standard faculty do more and more about it. Scott, your thoughts on that?
Well, that's a good point. I mean, some of the most influential people in a student's lives are their classroom educators, right? And you're pointing out with a shortage of counselors, it really even elevates the importance of that relationship.
Absolutely.
With the adults in the building. And, you know, I look at it this way. Adults are just grown-up kids, and we also have our own social and emotional needs.
Thank you.
And
good point.
Those needs have to be met in order for educators to be impactful and influential with their students. I think, you know, what makes the 7 mindsets different than other SEL providers is that we nurture the mindsets of both the students and the educators.
Glad you made
that
point.
You know, when it comes to issues of equity, I've said this before, Larry, students want to talk about race and social justice, but many educators aren't prepared for these conversations.
Mm-hmm.
And that's why I think investing in educators is the key to success. You know, 7 Mindsets provides, I think, one of the most engaging and effective professional development and coaching practices on SEL and equity. And by the way, Larry, one of our educators is featured as a champion of equity in your April issue in the magazine.
I know that.
Dr.
Know
Bryce
that.
Scottfield, principal of Carolina Middle Schools, Carolina Springs Middle School. And there's also by the way, we've got some great – I know you've got educators listening from all over the nation, and maybe I can just make a point. We have lots of free resources for educators on our website at 7mindsets.com. It has SEL best practices, case studies of successful implementations like at New Caney, white papers, and even how schools can receive funding to launch their own SEL and equity programs. So I hope listeners will take advantage of some of these resources. But at a minimum, understand the importance of bringing SEL and equity education to the adults in the building. It's critical these days.
It is indeed. And again, everybody, 7mindsets, the number, 7mindsets.com. What is the professional development like? And I'm going to go back to when I was a teacher. You come in with a new program, and you'll appreciate this little line, Jonathan. And you, we're going to start something new, says the principal, and you immediately get the teacher eye roll. Okay, it's an automatic thing. There's a course in that in teacher's college. Okay, the teacher eye roll. Oh my God, here we go again. All right, we all know that, and I use it as a joke. Okay. But you have to have good professional development, okay? Again, because teachers have not been trained in this. Like we asked them to do online learning all over the country, online teaching all over the country, and they weren't trained in that, okay? So the professional development really matters, okay? Krista, all right? Talk about the professional development you had to do in New Caney to make the teachers understand what this was all about.
Yeah, absolutely. That's a great question, Larry. And I think it's also a source of pride for us here at 7mindsets because we know that the first exposure with 7mindsets, with us, it's an extremely engaging, fun session that helps them to understand the mindsets for themselves because our goal is to come in and have a positive personal impact on our educators so that they can start to conceptualize in their minds how they can then transfer this knowledge to the students. I always tell the educators that I work with, I don't expect them to be the experts in this. We're all still evolving in our own social and emotional well-being. But what I want them to do is I want them to have a basis of understanding of the mindsets so when they're facilitating the lessons in their classroom, that they're able to really take these conversations to the next level, where they're willing and to embrace that vulnerability and share some stories about how these mindsets are affecting them in their own life.
Yeah.
Because
that's
really where the growth takes place for the educators, and that's where they're going to see results with the students. And so we really put an emphasis on the adults in the buildings before we're asking them to have a difference and make a difference for our students, because we absolutely understand that just like Scott said, like we have to start with the educators, and that goes for social emotional learning, that goes for our equity work, and that's our first touch point in professional development when we kind of enter into a school.
And obviously, you know what you're doing because it's working. I got to tell you, I'm hearing nothing but praise about all your programs. There is one person, though, it doesn't work with, I don't think. That his name is Jonathan Powell, because I have a note here that said that he spent a night on the roof of the school. Okay, obviously, this child is out of control. Let's hear what you, why did you do that, Principal Powell?
There are a lot of facts and figures about how successful 7mindsets is and what SEL has done for our campus, but I think there's so many other just stories and just effects of the campus that you could come and sit down and I could tell you stories for days about how our kids have been affected. And so Live
come
Together is
and
one
do
of the
that.
Mindsets.
Come
yeah,
back and
I'd,
do that.
I'd love
you
that.
Schedule that in. We'd love it.
Yeah, it makes me happy to talk about this and live to give is one of the 7mindsets, and so around Christmas time, I had 3 students come into my office and said, and they said, hey, Mr. Powell, there's a kiddo that is in need, and we're afraid that he's not going to have a good Christmas. Is there any way that we can do something to make sure that he has a good Christmas this year? And it made me so happy
kids that
these
that?
Three
wow
these three sixth grade students came and sat down in my office and we had that conversation, And so I said, absolutely. I said, let's blow it up. Let's support him, but let's support other families as well. And so we do something on our campus. We can adopt families that are in need. And so we targeted those families. About it was over 20 families that needed some help for Christmas. And I let the students raise money to put me on the roof. And so as they raised various amounts of money.
In the hope of meeting Santa. In the hope of meeting Santa, obviously.
Well, in the hope of trying to make Christmas better for some of our families.
That's
so if they got to a threshold, I think it was $500, then I had to spend the night on the roof. And then as they raised more money, I lost things and I had to do silly stuff. So I had to dress up like Santa Claus or dress up like Grinch or run on the roof. And so they raised a ton of money, and so we were able to support these families, and we even went to the store and bought food for these families to help support them during that Christmas, that 2-week Christmas break. And so I spent the night on the roof. It happened to be like the coldest day of 2020, so it was 17 degrees, and so I woke up the next morning and I promised the kiddos that I would run. As I was running, the condensation, it actually froze my whiskers, on my beard. I mean, it was that cold up there on the roof that night. I think it got down to 17.
Wow. Welcome to spring in Maine where I live, for goodness sake.
Oh,
17 degrees. Yeah. I got to tell you, 17 is cold. I congratulate you, Mr. Principal, for doing that. What a good guy you were. And, you know, I think the besides the cuteness of that story, I think, you know, it says a lot for the kids, kids to come to you, okay, and say that. And it also says a lot, and this is key, for the way you reacted to it, not only for doing it, but recognizing that it went beyond that one kid that these other children knew, okay, that you can't make somebody into a spectacle. Okay, but if you make it into a group, you know, and you're really helping a group of people, okay, that makes all the difference in the world. And, you know, it shows that these kids are really learning something and they're not scared to go. What was the reaction of the families? I must ask.
Oh, it was so we had the families come after school on that last day of school, and they were just so thankful. So they came and they picked everything up, and we just said, hey, any staff that wants to stay behind and help hand out food and gifts to these families, we welcome you. And our staff support was overwhelming. We had people just standing around. You know, they just wanted to be there. They wanted to be a part of that. And the families, they couldn't have been more thankful and just surprised that the school wanted to fill that need in the community. And that's, you know, that's maybe a paradigm that I want to change. I think most educators were in this because we have hearts that want to serve. And so, I feel like that's communicated in the community that I live in, and they know the school's a place that they can come to if they need help. And so our families felt loved, and that's ultimately what we wanted.
And I don't know how many of those Latino or whatever families are first generation in this country, but it's a big cultural leap because in many cultures the schools are distant from the community, not in terms of miles, but in terms of emotions, okay?
Absolutely.
And to make sure that people understand the schools are there to help them, okay, is just a beautiful thing. Scott, Krista, bring it on home. I'll do Krista first. Krista, bring it home. You got a minute. Tell everybody.
Awesome. So, you know, I think the thing that I want to leave us all with is just I want to emphasize just the amazing things that Jonathan and his team are doing at Keeper Crossing. You know, they are it's just a natural integration of the mindsets at this point. Jonathan and his counselor, Susan Mesmer, have done they've done an amazing job of just integrating equity into everything that they're doing.
Wow.
And I'm
good.
So proud of them, but I hope that they're so proud of them as well. And then I want to absolutely just share how magnificent it is that New Caney is taking this district level approach and the difference that it's making because now it's the continuity for our students. Those students that are going from elementary to middle school, from middle school to high school, they're hearing the seven mindsets language. They're understanding that this is something that's going to be a constant in their life, and that's how we make sustainable change for our students. And so I just have so many wonderful words about this district and about Keeper Crossing and Jonathan and his team.
It's great. And you know what you just said, it when you're doing this, they're using seven mindsets K-12, okay? And that is a constant in their lives. This will be part of what they're doing, okay, following those mindsets and making themselves better people. I think it's just wonderful about all this. That was Krista Stipic of Pflugerville, Texas, everybody, from Seven Mindsets, an implementation specialist. Okay, not Austin, but Pflugerville. Scott, bring it home. You got a minute.
All right, I
Scott of Atlanta.
Our students will rise or fall based on the level of expectation that we set for them, and Jonathan's stories that he shared today, especially the live to give mindset, is a real case study in leadership, because students, they're not going to always do what we say. But if you really want to be a leader and make an impact, then you have to lead by example. And Mr. Powell leads by example, right? So I just want to thank him and all the educators at Keeper Crossing and the great work they're doing there at New Caney. Seven Mindsets, we've added a preschool course to our
fabulous
SEL curriculum. It is really, really cool. And we have integrated equity and selequity, even at the preschool level.
Larry,
I guess the last thing I want to say is I just want to thank you for amplifying the voices that really of the heroes in education. And so thank you for doing that. Thanks for allowing Krista and I to join you to help with this movement.
Well, that's a very nice thing to say, and it's my pleasure to do that. Believe me, I'm just glad I can do it for everybody. Jonathan? Okay, you're a good man, my friend. You keep up the good work and have a great rest of the school year.
Yes, sir. Thank you.
Okay, and don't call me sir. You have to call me Larry. That's a Southern thing. Okay, got that?
Yes, sir, Larry.
Everybody calls me sir down there. Okay, it's Larry. All right? No, seriously, it's great. If you want to come back on, you can come back on with Scott and Krista, and you can do some of those anecdotal stories you wanted to talk about. Okay? My email is larry@ace-n.org. Write me an email. I'll get you scheduled.
Okay. Thanks, man.
If you want to. Okay? Take care. Take care of those kids down there. All three of you, thanks a million. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
You're welcome. Bye, everybody. Okay. Archived at ace-ed.org. Go see what we're doing with equity. Our magazine's there. The podcasts are there. All kinds of information. Everything is free. ace-ed.org, pre-K-12, okay? All about the American Consortium for Equity in Education. All right? That's us, all right? Thank you all from 7mindsets.com. And Jonathan, great principal down in New Caney, Texas. Okay, everybody, have a good day. Thank you for listening, okay? Bye-bye.